This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There was a surge of optimism about the U.S. economy on Friday with a strong overall employment report. But what about young people? While the 16 to 19-year-old unemployment rate slightly improved, it's still running at 15.6%. Yet, some employers with jobs suitable for young people are reporting entry-level positions going unfilled. This summer, employers are running job fairs around the U.S. with the goal of getting 100,000 more young people on the payroll by the year after next. One of those companies is Taco Bell, where the CEO, Brian Nickel, came into our L.A. studios.
Unfortunately, in some of these neighborhoods, their world is literally just the areas that they can walk to. You know, what they don't realize is there are opportunities of employment that are just in the neighborhood next to them or maybe a short bus ride away. So there are barriers partly because the infrastructure around them is not supporting them to get that first job, whether it be just telling them where the jobs are available, how to go about getting to the job, what's the right way to prepare. And, you know, I think it's the responsibility of companies like Taco Bell to step in and, you know, help these young people get their first job.
What do you think a younger person could get out of working for you at Taco Bell? I mean, is this a real career path?
It could end up being a career or it could end up being just that, your first job. You know, I've seen a kid come in that has to work because his family needs the additional income. He's now dropping out of high school, comes in, gets that first job. We support him. He gets his high school degree. It changed that family's entire outlook because we helped this individual on the income side, but we also built this individual another community to support him longer term. And I think that gets lost in a lot of the discussion because, you know, it can get categorized as, you know, a dead end job. It's got, you know, no future. And I just think that is so far from the truth.
Well, there may not be room for snobbery, but I mean, they're not highly paid jobs when you get started at Taco Bell.
Yeah, look, your first job is, you know, you're getting paid commensurate with the skills that you have, right? And the good news is as you build those skills, your salary builds and your responsibility builds. And that's, you know, I don't know about you, David, but that's how it worked for me.
Yeah.
I started out as brand assistants and then assistant brand managers, and I worked a shift.
There's this view that in this tough economy where standards of living are fairly stagnant in America, that it's older people, the non-teenagers, who are taking jobs with outfits like yours. And that's why the teenagers are being edged out.
Look, I'm sure there is the case where, you know, you have an older person that potentially takes a job. But, you know, look, we are hiring, and a lot of the jobs that are available are these first jobs, which are perfect for these youth. We have belittled the idea of a first job. And I think we need to actually flip it the other way, which is, you know, if you go back a long time ago, I mean, there was huge value in getting like an apprenticeship, getting that first foot in the door, because it opened opportunities in so many different directions. And I think we need to start encouraging people again, like, hey, this is how you get going.